Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella up the Denar era, I'm making they life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till that break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the call, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, July the 31st, 2019, the end of the month. Yours truly, RayRen98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. It is Wednesday. Another day. A little info here to go, but we'll let Ray get started. Before we do that, let me say this real quick, guys. So I, some of you texted me and asked me how was Jillian's wife and his family. I actually met with them yesterday, and because that was the end of their 10-day ceremony that they had to go through, and they're worried, confused, and everything, as all of us would be, losing a spouse and a father unexpectedly. But she did tell me that they got, let me put it this way. I looked at Twitter again this morning. I see we have 140,000 people. I look at our recordings and still see that we're getting still, again, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of views and listens. And I answered about the response from TNT, and she told me she got about 100 envelopes, which she was happy about. I was disappointed in myself. 100 people out of what he did for us for over 10 years. 100 people said thank you. Very disappointing. Now, that was me. I'm going to tell you, her and her kids, they appreciated the people who did respond. I want to say thank you. They appreciated your letters, your comments, and everything else. So that's, I couldn't believe she just got 100 envelopes. That's on me. They're saying thank you. They're still distraught. They're still going through it. But she said she got some beautiful responses from those 100 people. All right, go ahead, Ray.
Sorry. Okay, well, no updates have gone out. So, we're rolling fresh.
All right. Let me get my mind right here. All right. All right, so this is the info that we have so far. Banks are still in place. They have actually a meeting this morning that we're waiting to get information from. Our guy who bought the $1 million property, the bank is paying for it. He received a call this morning, again, telling him he would have his money by the weekend, according to what his wealth manager was telling him. He should be liquid by the weekend. I don't know the latest and greatest because the other bank is having a meeting now. Last night they called and said it should be over by the weekend, so they weren't bored with that. And definitely by the before the middle of August. I'm not going to give you a specific date. He did give us a date. This is the drop dead date right here. So it's before the middle of August, so let's hope it happens. But they are expecting something this weekend. We talked to our committee guy. They're doing a conference call this evening, so we probably should have put this call off. I mean, this morning. Actually, he was going to try and call us back before we got started and even offered to come onto the call today. So that part didn't happen. But other than that, was there something else, Ray? I'll just...
No, I think that was it.
Oh, the only thing I can see, because Iraq has done everything they're supposed to do, and they're ready to go. Everybody else, oh, our treasury guy. The treasury said we're just waiting for the go. And I said, waiting for what to go? And that's the part we couldn't figure out. I'm thinking, and this is just Tony Renfro's thought, that's all. Because I can find nothing else. Nobody can tell me nothing else. The only thing I was thinking was in 1 hour, the Fed is going to make an announcement and supposedly drop the interest rate. If they do that, the stock market is going to take off. The dollar has already been going up. something's going to happen with trade. And a lot of people are just on standby waiting for that because that's when they think things may change. Okay? That's all I can see them waiting for. We know they're waiting for an event or a date because everybody else is ready to go. Even the Treasury is telling me we're done. We're just waiting for the go. And it's the only thing I could think they're waiting to get them to go for. If somebody else knows something else, please tell me. But I'm giving it to you like it is. All right? Okay, and that's all the information we have right now or until the we get the updates, which is going to be after the call. Do you guys hear me? You guys can't hear me good?
Yes, I hear you.
Oh, okay. All right. Then let's do it.
Searching says, do you think or have information that there will be any contract rates available in the second basket?
No information about contract rates in the second basket. None at all.
Big Draft says, my daughter has given me her dinar to hold on for her. When we go into exchange, can I exchange her dinar and then give her the money that she has coming to her, or will I have to do a gift letter? And do you know if a tax will be placed on this?
Okay. Yeah, you can exchange her dinar because she put it in your hand. It's going to be treated as your dinar, and you can give her all the money in the world as long as you're willing to pay the taxes on it because you're going to get taxed. We're giving it to her. Okay. Now, I just said that like that because he said my daughter gave it to me to hold for her, then that's what I would be doing is holding it for her, letting her go through the process herself, go through the exchange. It's already in her name. She doesn't have to pay any taxes on it. She's learning what to do with her money, and she's making those decisions is the way I would handle it. But if you choose to lump it up with yours and pay for it, then you're going to pay for it again. And then you're probably going to pay for it forever because she's going to say, why didn't you, woulda, coulda, shoulda, and I would have done this, that, and the other. And I just wouldn't even set myself up for that. Okay, Ray?
Okay. Let's see. Helipilot. Ray, the tweet you sent out earlier. Okay, are you saying. Okay. No, that's
what?
Not. Never mind. Let me go to the next one.
All right.
Queen D. Tony, is it possible to give a short history of our dinar experience? I know you've done it before, but we have new folks who might not know it and might not have a way to hear it from a prior call recording. In short, how did we get here? Yeah. Leave that up to you.
Okay. So if that person could actually call in instead of writing in, call in and give your number, when we get to the end of this, maybe we'll go over that instead of all the people who do know it having to go through it. So just remind me at the end. If you can call in and be one of the callers, we can do that. All right, Ray?
Lou and Deb NC says, what effect will Iran talking about dropping 4 zeros have on anything? Wanted to get your take on it.
My take on it is that they were indeed supposed to be in the basket, and the bank says they will be in the basket. So they're putting out enough information. They haven't decided to do it, but they put notice out saying they made an agreement. It still has to go and get approved, okay? By everybody. So it's not law. It hasn't happened. It's good to know that they were going to do that. But that is regardless if they do. I mean, it's good for us to know because they were included in the basket that the information is coming out. It's, I don't see any benefit of it, though. Again, as I said, there are sanctions against the Real, so I don't know how we're going to benefit from it. I don't have any. Or maybe I got one note or something somebody sent me, but it's not something that I look at.
Well, okay. I have two, so I'm looking at it. If I have two more than you have.
Okay, there you go.
BAP says, are you aware of exchanges that have happened this week in the U.S. or internationally?
Today is Wednesday. I think somebody exchanged on Monday. I think I told you guys about that. But it was only one person that I knew of. So there's no, Reno's not exchanging, the groups are not exchanging, none of that is going on at all, I tell you that. And it really wouldn't matter. I mean, at this point, because people I'm telling you that did exchange, I know of to these, are out of Washington, D.C., and they're not giving them their money. They just keep telling them Monday is going to be live. And believe me, these people and who they're related to, if they're not getting their money, nobody's getting any more money until this goes live. I can tell you that. Go ahead.
Okay, Real Praiser 18. We kind of already answered part of yours. If we don't go today, will all of the banks require new codes for August?
They put them out the first of every month and the first of every week. There's two codes, first of every month, first of every week. But it doesn't matter. At Wintory, it takes them less than an hour, they didn't take that long, to put out the new codes because there's two things that change on the code. Only two digits, I'm going to put it that way. Even though one's not a digit. But anyway, they change from week to week. Every month it creates the new code. So it's not all that complicated.
Okay.
Okay, next.
Have you heard any updates on the rates for rupiah and Afghani? No updates. They're still the same. I haven't heard any rate changes on them.
We haven't even asked. So.
Okay. West Coaster says, in reminding everyone to keep their eyes wide open when moving forward with our newfound wealth, can you retell the event where you invested with a guy who sat with you and said he'd never lost anyone's money, and within 15 minutes of you giving him your money, he'd lost several thousand dollars of your money? Well, that was pretty much it, wasn't it?
I'll say, just retold it. It was a major investment company. I went to them because I was actually doing my own IPOs and doing my own day trading, and I was making a lot of money doing it, to tell you the truth. And, yeah, I met with this guy, and he's up on the 16th floor in the building, and I was going to tell you guys. Anyway, he lost, like, he showed me all these plaques on the wall, which you guys are going to see, these pictures with the president. I've never lost anybody's money. I'm the number one guy, blah, blah, blah. And ValueJet. Some of you guys remember ValueJet. They put in, I lost $85,000 in 15 minutes. And then he wasn't paying attention because he had somebody in his office. I lost another $35,000. But this is the same guy who had never lost anybody's money. And it is a prominent investment firm that you guys see commercials all the time. I will tell you this, though. I mean, the company did come to me and asked me. They sent me a letter. And do I want to file any kind of paperwork against them, press any charges or whatever, to file a complaint anything, because they know it shouldn't have happened like that, too. But at the time, I didn't want to go through all that. I had plenty of money, so I'm doing something else. And I'm like, no, I just learned a lesson. I was doing better on my own than they could have ever done for me because I knew more about it. I was taking more time, and I was concerned about me, where he was more concerned about profits in and profits out and had all the rest of his clients. That's a lesson you have to learn. Who's priority? And the priority is very simple. The priority is the company makes money so he can keep his job. The priority is he makes money so he can pay his bills, feed his family, do what he got to do. And the priority is, third, hopefully you make some money. But the first two are making money whether you win, lose, or draw, because that's how they do it. They make sure they made money. Then hopefully you'll make some. So understand that. Ask them about that when you're going in. And make sure, because nowadays you can't get it set up. If I don't make money, you don't make money. And they'll think twice about what they're doing for you. Okay, what's next?
Live calls.
All right.
Well, they hung up.
Okay.
610 area code. You're on. You're first now.
Wow. How about that, Ray? Holy mackerel. It's G-Man NPA. How you doing today?
Good.
Fabulous error to the nth degree. And yourself?
All right. Super, super, super fantastic. And Tony, how about you?
I'm super fantastic, but I'd be much better if you weren't the first caller. Be like in the middle or anything so I could take my break. But anyway, go ahead.
I know. You need to take that break. Hey, you want me to hang up and call back?
No.
I wouldn't
go
take
ahead.
That
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are new to the call and those of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for, and it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And as always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all that you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for sharing you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members. They're still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities will be available for us post-RV so we can get all of that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification. Protect your principal. And rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank
you're
you,
welcome.
Sir. Appreciate it.
All right, Tony. You're welcome.
760 area code. You are on.
Good afternoon. Good morning, wherever you are, to both of you guys. First, I want to start off with an apology to Tony, because I was the caller that called in and inquired about sending us coming together as a group, sending it to the family that lost a loved one. But I was driving, and I didn't get the address either time, and I was under the impression you were going to post it, but I couldn't find it. But I also remember you saying you was going to check with the family and see how they want to do things. So when I didn't find it, I just assumed that we was leaving it at that. So I apologize.
Okay.
And my question is, go ahead.
First of all, I thought they did post it in the forum, and I gave it out. The second thing is they are proud. They need help. Of course they need help. The house is in foreclosure and everything else. And I don't know if you guys know the Indian culture, so they had no clue of what he was doing. So they're getting all these notices and bills, and they're freaking out and everything else. But at the same time, they don't want to do a GoFundMe because they are private, and they don't want, you know, the rest of the community and everybody else to know all of their business. But they, in fact, did ask me to help them and see what we could do to help them. So I'm still trying to work something out there. I'm hoping this thing happens and it takes care of it. But, yeah, but just the fact, I was just upset because I just would think out of 10 years and everything he did prepare us, more than 100 people could have said thank you to his family. That just kind of really upsets me, that we had 100,000 people over that benefiting from his work for 10 years, and 100 people say thank you is just embarrassing. It's sickening to the truth. But anyway, Ray, it is in the form, right? The address, everything?
I don't know, but it's been on two calls recorded. So
maybe I need to go back and get the recording, because I don't think I'm like 3 months to this, so I don't think I have access to the form, because when I go to the website and click form, the same information comes up.
Oh, that's because you don't know how to work the form.
Okay.
Well, if it's the same information that comes up, the only thing that you're accessing is the latest blast and tweet. And that's the one that everybody can access.
Okay.
Okay, somebody else was telling me it wasn't posted in the forum, too, but you're sure you did post it. They just can't find it.
No, I don't remember actually posting, but I said it is on two recorded calls.
Oh.
With the complete address up there. So I don't receive that as a full excuse because it wasn't posted somewhere.
Okay.
Your phone is available 24 hours of the day, so people can't use
it
as an excuse. But I'll put it in there and see if that's going to make a difference.
So I'm sorry, because how do I get to the recorded call? Hello?
I'm here. I thought Ray was going to tell you. She's only been here for 3 months. So she don't know.
TNTSuperFantastic.com. And then when you get to their website, scroll down to the bottom. Say TNT call info.
Okay.
Click on that link, and then all of our telephone numbers will show up that we use for the live calls. Then there's one that's going to say playback. I believe it's going to say playback. And that's to play back the recorded call.
Okay,
that's
one
way to hear it. The other way to hear it is go to blogtalkradio.com/RayRan98. And then you can just click on the date. And all the calls that we've been doing will play back automatically on your computer.
Blogtalk.com. Because the other one, I must be going to the wrong site. So,
BNTSuperFantastic.com.
And it comes up and it has a blue bar at the top and a blue bar at the bottom. But I scroll to that's the website. And then I know how to get to the form from there. to the not
well,
the form.
If you can get if you can get to the form, you can get the call info. Just scroll down to the bottom, and you'll see the link TNT call info, and then click on that. Another page will open, and it will show all the telephone numbers.
Okay, let me get back there. So I go to the three bars at the top, and it says, okay, I don't want to take up all day, but I'm not getting that.
Okay, you go on to tntsuperfantastic.com. Mm-hmm. Are you on a computer? Or you
right.
Going
there is no three bars at the top. Oh, go ahead, sorry.
I'm on the home. It says home, and then it says TNT images, TNT call info. That's probably the one I want to look at. Okay, okay. And it says listen only. Okay, I see it now.
There you go. All right.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, my question is for the TransferWise. You sent out a blog saying that or a tweet saying that we can use it for the future.
That's not something for this call. That's not something we talk about on this call. That's another company.
Okay. Well, then I thank you guys for your time. I appreciate it.
You didn't send out a tweet about that anyway, did you? Okay. Anyway,
well,
not from TNT, I didn't.
That's something I did personally.
Okay.
All right, who's next? You said that was it, right?
That's it. All right, thank you. 805 area code, you're next.
Hey, good morning and good afternoon.
Good morning.
If I have I do have a couple of friends that just have, you know, a million in dong. At the time of the 800 numbers, are they to go to a teller or should they call the 800 number to try to get the contact rate?
Well, my question is, why are you trying to get information for them when they should be getting it for themselves?
Mainly because I'm just a good guy. How's that?
All right.
And I'm the one that got them to put out the measly $48. So, you know. So I'm just trying to help.
Okay. Is it something I'm supposed to answer? Because I was trying to find the answer.
Well, I just,
ask the question again. I didn't hear it. Go ahead.
Yeah, the question is, for somebody that just has $1 million in dong, should they call the 800 number and try to get the contract? I mean, not should they, but is that what they do to try to get the contract rate? Call the 800 number, or do they go to a teller?
Okay. Every single person that can hear my voice and can't hear my voice and that's involved in this should call the 800 number. The only way you get the contract rate is to call the 800 number. The only people that the teller is going to deal with is those people whose amount is $9,999 or less. So if it's anything more than that, the teller can't help them anyway.
That's what I had heard previously, and I just was checking the information. That's all. I appreciate it. Appreciate everything you do, and hopefully this is our last week. So thanks a lot, you guys.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray. Appreciate the call information. I, too, was interested in the timing of the info dealing with the Iranian rial coming out right at this point, not so much how much they were slashing, but the fact that it is on Bloomberg as well as articles from the Middle East. And the Bloomberg article actually was describing it as the denomination of the currency. And that's one of the first kind of specific articles I've spotted that, you know, they're really talking about that. But you weren't seeing quite the correlation between the fact of what it's doing with Iran that could well spill over to Iraq because they're kind of joined at the hip.
I absolutely see the correlation of it, and I see it happening. I mean, the timing, because the bank says it's still in the basket, what they can see. I just didn't see us benefiting from it, and I could be wrong. But we've sanctioned every other country not to use their currency and not to do business with them, but maybe we will. Maybe we won't. That just doesn't make sense to me. But a lot of things don't make sense to me. But the timing absolutely does, because what we're hearing from the banks is, you know, this weekend in time. But I'm hearing, I just got a text right now, and my guy in Iraq is saying the next 24, 48 hours, everybody over there is expecting to see it, which goes. The only thing with the Iranian announcement is they're saying, I can't remember exactly, it was approved or suggested to be approved, and it goes to the next level to get final approval, and that hasn't been given. And I don't think it will be given again till after the fact. Because, I mean, they can do what they want, because they're not part of the GCR, where they weren't. But now they are. I guess they're going to go into it. So, yes, I do see where it correlates. If it happens this weekend, they put out the announcement ahead of time, it works. I would see them doing it because they want to stay within Iraq, since that's their biggest trader. They don't want their currency to have that much of a deficit, you know, because then it makes all their trades lopsided. So they're going to try to revalue as soon as Iraq does, makes the trading equal. So it makes sense to do, yes.
Okay. Well, like I say, anytime I see things dealing with Iran, I tend to just see a ripple effect that what impact that has on Iraq. The proverbial, if there's a pile of, you know, SHIT in the living room, there's got to be a pony around there somewhere. And so I always look for the pony. And I want to be sure that I heard you say, Tony, that you just received a text within the last couple of minutes from your contact person in Iraq saying 24 to 48 hours. From this moment is what they're looking
That's
at.
That's what it says.
I just want to be sure for those who may have been daydreaming that they didn't hear it. And lastly, the thing that intrigues me is you referenced that your Treasury is waiting for a go. And we have been through so many kind of ins and outs on this in terms of, yes, there will be something formal, no, there won't. What is the kind of standing feel at this point in terms of just showing up, or is there going to be some sort of official, quote-unquote, announcement that may or may not be on the front page, or it may be put back on the obituary page, but it is in print? What are they saying?
About the RV itself, is that what you're asking?
About the announcement. You're saying that the Treasury was waiting for a go. And I'm questioning, you know, is there any formality in this? As I say, you know, I'm unlike 760, who is relatively new on this. I've been in this for a while, and, you know, we've heard so many different versions of what to expect. Yes, there will be something formal. No, there won't. Yes, there will. No, there won't. And I'm curious, where are we in this back and forth at this particular juncture, within 48 hours?
There's not going to be any, and I've said it several times, breaking news on CNN or CNBC or anywhere else. Now, CNBC or the money channels, they may have a blip. Hey, they just revalued. But the fact that it's going to be several countries revaluing at the same time, it's not going to be world news. It's not going to be on the front of anybody's newspaper. We're going to know because we're involved and because we're going to tweet it out to you guys. The rest of the world is going to find out when they find out. They're not a part of this, so we can't expect it to be broadcast to the world. It's not going to work that way. As a matter of fact, life is just going to go on. It's going to be just like it was with Kuwait, with China, with everybody else. Their country is going to know that they just revalued. Our country is business as usual, and those who knew about it made millions and millions of dollars. They're not going to broadcast ever, unless we broadcast it, which might happen, but anyway, they're not going to broadcast to 350 million Americans that, hey, guess what? 8 million of you just became millionaires and billionaires because they knew something you didn't know, and all of Washington, D.C. knew it, and they all just took advantage of you guys, and this was the whole reason for the war, was to get all of us rich, and you guys sacrificed so we can get there. Who would want to do that? Nobody.
No, I'm looking at it more as an announcement that's elsewhere on the other side of the world that we know to be looking for, but your Treasury folks, whatever. But it's just verifying it. And I would like to think this is our last call, that it is, in fact, our Wealth Found Wednesday. And with that, 10 days from whenever this happens, we know that that's when the TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward Project is going to be. And that's what this is all about as well. And I appreciate you taking my call and sharing the information. And have yourself a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. 954 area code. You're next.
Good afternoon, Ray. Good morning, Tony. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. Last Wednesday when I was on my birthday, I missed my birthday song because she never got to me. One other person was taking so much time up, so that was kind of a little disheartening. But the one thing I wanted to ask you about was we no longer hear anything about the contractors over there, whether they are working, whether they aren't working, are they getting paid, aren't they getting paid, are they just getting they keeping receipts? What is going on with them, with any work being done in Iraq to rebuild it? And are they as disgruntled as we are that this just keeps going on and on and on?
Well, they are disgruntled. That is who I just got the message from 10 minutes ago or less. Contractor over there, they're expecting it in 24 to 48 hours, what they're being told. So, no, they're not getting paid. And they've been jerked around just like all the rest of us. Get your books ready, get ready, be prepared to pay them, and it hasn't happened. So they're in the same boat we are. But they did just send that 24 to 48 hours is what they're looking for.
And are they working? Are they still working over there? Have they halted work over there?
Oh, no, they're still
they
working. They're still working.
But just not getting
there's
paid.
Something in the, they're getting paid. They're getting paid the rate. So hold on a minute. Let me see. Says right there that my guy says they see that CBI is releasing funds for reconstruction projects that have been delayed, and it's all over the news. That was all over the news yesterday that they were releasing the funds for all the projects that are being delayed. So they're again preparing for this. Okay.
Okay, and my other question is, I know that we're Tier 4, 4B is from what I understand. Other than Tier 1, what are the Tier 3s, the Tier 2s, and the Tier 4As that are going to go before us?
Okay, those tiers have already gone, and they were government agencies that went first. They were their friends and families. And this was 10 years ago we first started this, when all of D.C. and all of those were getting paid, the first 5,000 people that went. Tiers 2s and 3s, again, bankers and their families and their relationships without, and they were VIP people. We're just like anybody else. We're low on the totem pole, we're the masses, and we're not actually those 8 million people who don't listen every day are going to be the masses. We're just Tier 4, so we're the fourth group. That's all that's going to go. That's really the only difference, you know.
And they've already been made liquid?
Tier 1 and 2s were made liquid years ago. Tier 3 were the ones that were getting the SKRs and have been waiting for years to go. Tier 4, which is going to be us, aren't going to get SKRs. We're just going to go through our exchanges.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for clearing that up. You both have a wonderful day, and hopefully by Friday we get what we have been waiting all these years for, those 800 numbers, and we can start celebrating and helping other people who are not as fortunate as we are. Thanks again, and on that note, I'll say goodbye.
All right. Thank you. Right.
Okay, hold on for a minute, Ray.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, guys, and Ray's going to put this in the form, but Benita Parmar is her name, P-A-R-M-A-R, Benita Parmar. The address is 7606 Kavoras Drive, K-A-V-O-O-R-A-S Drive, Sacramento, California, 95831. Now, a bunch of guys been sending me texts talking about it's easy if I just say it again. So I just said it again. And, oh, after the call, Ray will post it in the forum. But 7606 Kavoras Drive, Sacramento, 95831. Benita Parmar, P-A-R-M-A-R. And everything he did with us, even yesterday I talked to him, you know, and his sons helped him on that site, and his son is going to be the one to still help us post this information for you guys at the end, because, you know, everything's over there, so they're still involved. So here's the other thing I just got from the bank, and it's real simple. He just came out the meeting this morning, strong possibility 800 number will be out tomorrow. So you got it when I got it. And that's it. And that's coming out of the meeting they just had. All right. Go ahead, Ray. Sure.
Okay. 209 area code. You should be opening up.
Good morning. Are you there?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. I'm just glad to get on. My question is probably going to be irrelevant, not a good question, because I've been trying to get on since a week ago, Monday, I think it was. And you did call my number 209, and we were having those problems. I was saying, hello, 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 and you guys weren't hearing me. Anyway, my question is, Ray, you were upset with some people in the forum, and you were going to disconnect them. If you did, is there a possibility I could get on the form in their place?
I had a change of heart, which
now
I'm questioning why I even let that kick in. But even if I didn't have a change of heart, the waiting list is long of others that are wanting that same opportunity.
Well, it doesn't. Nothing beats a failure but a try.
Yes, that's right. Nothing wrong with asking.
Yeah. That was my question I've been trying to ask for over a week. So I thank you very much. God bless you. And hopefully, if you have a call on Friday, it'll be the 800 numbers before. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
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 Okay, thanks.
Bye.
281 area code. You are on.
Good morning. Good afternoon. How are you all doing?
Good morning. Super fantastic.
Great.
How are you?
I'm good, just a little sore throat, but praise God anyhow, I can still talk. And how are you, Mr. Ray?
I'm fantabulous-er to the nth degree.
Good, good.
You don't feel like you sound, right?
No, I feel great. I feel great.
Oh, okay, good.
I think it took a toll on my body from all of the moving, trying to move my mother. And didn't realize over 50 years, people accumulate a lot. But thank God that it's almost done. I just have one question, because one of my questions have been answered. Have you all heard any more about the investments? Will they still be doing them? Are they still available? Will they still be available for us, the ones that are overseas?
You mean from the IMF?
Yes, sir.
Yes, they will be available.
Okay.
Okay.
And
again, we'll hope to have the information after the RV, then we'll start discussing those type of things, okay?
Okay. Okay. And it's like every time I get off with you all, like something else will come to me and I had forgot to write it down. So hopefully I won't have to ask anymore. We'll just be going on doing things. You all have a great day. Be blessed. And I'm going to go on and go back on the site. And if I could do no more than just send a thank you to the young man, the young lady. I call everybody young, no matter how old you are. And hoping that we all will be able to help out that family because we all are in need. And we should stick together and help one another in time of need. So I'm going to see what we can do. And you stay encouraged, Mr. Tony. Mr.
All
Ray,
right. Thank you.
I love you. I love you both. And you all have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All righty. All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 360. You're on.
Yeah, that's...
Yes.
Good morning.
Great. Hey, hi. I'm calling you from a different number. Same mother, but different number. Anyway,
okay.
Good morning.
Okay.
good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray.
Greetings
is right. It's a great day here, and I'm sure it's a great day there. The bottom line, that Tony, that I'm wondering is ultimately that because there was an article Bloomberg had the other day, and I'm not sure if you saw it, but Trump spoke directly to foreign currency. And I was curious if you had a chance to see that article or if you think there's any relevance relative to him being the one that will give the ultimate approval because he does have a reputation of going back and forth. Do you think that ultimately that he could be responsible?
I did not read the article, okay, so I don't know exactly what it says and him speaking directly to it. I still feel our Treasury guy is saying they're waiting for the go, and I don't know what the go is. Before we had heard it was the BIS was holding it up, and then every time they say go, then the Treasury has an issue. But right now he's saying they're ready to go. The banks and everybody's ready to go. With IMF putting out no currency restrictions to Iraq anymore and making that official, no currency restrictions, which seemed like they could now do it themselves. So I'm simply waiting to see, again, what happens after 2 o'clock today? Even if he convinced him, just wait until this, and what happens on the first? Because that's what it seems like is going to happen right now. I don't know. Could he have been the one holding it up? You know, I want to give you my real opinion without being political, because it's not political. But it is, I don't know that he is that involved in the process or even that much aware of what the whole process is. So I believe Washington is holding it up. I just don't believe it's him.
Well, that makes sense. I think as a money guy, my guess is that they would have to, as all the politicians, I think, from our campaign that we did, the Twitter campaign, that a sizable number, if not the majority of Congress, would have been privy to this opportunity. And that's just my opinion, but I think we'd be naive to think otherwise. Anyway, that was my question. And Ray, I appreciate your patience. And I know sometimes it's a little frustrating, that's for sure. But all in all, you still remain optimistic, Ray, and I think that's a plus. And super fantastic, General Patton.
Oh, good.
You're doing a great job too.
All right, but hold on for a second. Let me explain. You guys got to remember when it started, it was a whole different administration. It was two different administrations, one going out, one coming in when this got started. And they both had people take advantage of this. Without a doubt, they did. So we go 8 years. This administration's coming in. Those congressmen and senators aren't the same that were there 12 years ago. Not every one of them. Remember 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 61 of them or 71 of them were all scared to quit on the same day because they thought the RV was happening. We had 71 of them, I think, 61 or 71. They were, I'm done. RV didn't happen. Guess what? They didn't quit. They're still there. So we know they're still there, along with the ones who took advantage of it. So it was a second group. Is there a third group that took advantage of it? Well, they haven't literally gone in because they haven't been doing exchanges. Does that mean they didn't buy it, aren't sitting there waiting? I would think absolutely. Somebody told them about it, just like we told people about it, that they went in to see about it. No different than what's going on with the banks. The closer we get, the more of their people finding out. And we know they're going to have to replace a whole lot of people before the year's out because they let it drag out all this time. So I said we got letters and things from banking people that are still there. I'm sure all the letters and responses we got from senators of Congress, the majority of them are still there too. And nobody wants this to be, you know, on national news or the fact that they took advantage of it 10 years ago, 12 years ago, or even before we did. But yes, that is happening. So I know this is going to happen. They're not going to hold it up forever because of what could come to light. But the last thing our government wanted when Kuwait went, which it didn't happen, and is the last thing they want, it's for all those other people who have different conspiracy theories about 9/11 anyway, is to find out that this was part of it. So I still look for them to do the right thing and do it. So our committee guy told us that this morning that they were feeling like some of the gurus. And this is what he said, too, just so you guys understand. It's not coming from me. It's what he said. He said some of the gurus are getting to be like your president and think they can just say anything to anybody. But they are definitely taking notice. They are taking notice. So I didn't ask him, was he talking about me? Say some gurus. So I just left it alone. But it is out there, and he did tell us that this morning. They're definitely taking notice of what's being said by some of the gurus. All right?
I appreciate that. Ray has my number and the check that's in the mail. Has my phone numbers, too. So if you need help spreading the word, I'll help spread it. How's that?
Okay. All right. We'll be all right.
Thanks a lot. You two have a great day.
All right, you too. Thanks.
All right. 626, area code.
Yes, good morning. Ray?
Hello.
Is that you? Ray?
Yes. Yes.
Hi. How are you feeling today, Ray?
I'm fantabulous to the nth degree. And yourself?
How about you, Tony? I'm feeling fantastic, man. I'm super fantastic, man. How about you, Tony?
Great.
Me too. I'm super fantastic, my friend.
You know what? There's something. I'm glad you gave the address again because I've been running with my tongue sticking out, running back and forth. And anyway, I haven't forgotten. But I want to say one thing. If a spouse wants to go separate, wouldn't that affect the outcome of what you're doing? As far as the money that you have, that you're going to be exchanging?
if a spouse wants to go separate, you said?
Yeah, because but I was thinking now that there's no longer an NDA paper we have to sign, then I guess that would supersede that idea then. Correct?
You know, yeah, I believe you are correct. There's no longer a federal NDA. It's just a regular bank NDA, and banks don't require their spouses spend their money together. Banks don't require their spouses sign every document that's in there. So, yeah, I believe they have opened the opportunity for you and your spouse to make separate appointments.
Okay. Did you hear that, honey? You know what? When she's listening to you, I'm like a tree in the backyard.
No, okay. He's hanging around or what?
I go, Tony and Ray, man, you know, they take up my time. But you know what? I really appreciate everything you guys have done, and God bless you guys. Thank you very much.
Alrighty.
All right,
thank you,
sir. Have a great day. All right.
You too, sir.
404 area code. You are on. 404 area code. Okay, you're off. 202 area code. You are on. Nine one zero. This is your lucky day. 910 area code, you're on.
910, this your lucky day.
Was a lucky day. All right, 708 area code, you are on.
Nobody's on. So, okay, it was a good call. Thanks.
765.
Yeah, how you guys doing today?
All right.
I'm super fantastic. Yourself?
Oh, I just, I'm really in need of this. I was in a bad car wreck on July 4th, and I've got a broken back and kind of laid up and sitting around and looking and researching and stuff. I'm just starting to feel a little bit like the movie Groundhog Day. You ever get that feeling?
Every day. So, yeah. Every day, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Are we ever gonna wake up from that feeling and move on past this? Do you think we're finally ever gonna get there, or is this thing? I almost get the feeling it's like the government got theirs, being tier two, tier three, which are your elites, got theirs, and they really just don't want us to have ours. So I just think they just keep coming up with excuses for us to never get there.
Well, again, we have to get there because the country itself has to get there. And they eventually will get there, and we'll get there with them. It's just the masses of us and the possibility of things that's going to happen after it does, they want to be well prepared for. And I understand it. And after it's over with, you guys got to remember, the moment after this is announced and over with, there's nothing to dangle over the rest of those countries' heads anymore. There's nothing or no reason for them to do all the things that the U.S., England, or any other country wants them to do, because once, you know, the bell is rung, you can't unring the bell. It's done. So then they have to find something else to hang over their heads. Right now, like I said, they have the carrot and the stick. And the moment you ring the bell, they lose both. So they're getting every drop that they can out of this. Every little instance, every little thing that was ever on their wish list, they know they have to get it now, because afterwards, the way the economy is going to go, the money that's available to other countries, the things that they want to do, even like Asia again this morning saying, hey, let's do our own trade agreement, many IMFs. They want to do another one with four countries and say, let's cut the dollar out again. Well, if that's what they want to do, and they've been trying to do it, that we got to get everything we can get out of them right now. And those are the sort of things that have been happening in the background. You know, DC years ago, he said, guys, we know a lot of information, but we probably only know 20 to 30% of what's really going on or why it's going on. And those are the type of things we have learned over 10 or 12 years, things that have been happening in the background that weren't part of this, didn't have anything to do with this, but were being used through this to get done.
Yeah, but not to bring politics into it, but, you know, we can't even get along to figure out what's best for our own country, let alone try to figure out what's best with 200 countries involved in this thing. How much longer? I mean, they can drag this thing out for eternity if they want to keep nitpicking this thing to death. And I don't understand the one thing the U.S. still has going for them, so we've still got the best and the cheapest food supply, food chain in the world. We're still going to have
the
something
best and
to
cheap
hang
is
over
what?
Their head. Food.
Oh,
we have
okay.
the best and the cheapest food supply that there is in the world. So we've still got something to hang over everybody's head because everybody needs food from the United States.
Yeah, we'll still have a lot of things, but you use what you have while you can, and that's all it is. But we say this could go on and on forever, but every time they make an announcement, every time we see another part put together, now they have the international card. You can't have that like that forever. Now, if IMF is coming out saying there's no currency restrictions anymore, then there's no currency restrictions. Then we're saying that we're at the end. So you can't restrict their currency any longer. That's what they just ruled. Their card is international. That at some point, you got to come out and do it. Now,
so
with, banks are telling us, you know, next 24, 48 hours, no later than the 10th of the month. I mean, people are expecting things right now. And maybe this was the end. Go ahead. With today being Wednesday, what?
So with today being Wednesday, are you expecting a rate change coming out of Iraq with their Gazette being published on Wednesdays and Saturdays? Is that what we're looking for, or are we beyond waiting on Iraq at this point?
Well, we're not beyond if they don't have any restrictions any longer. I mean, if you're saying now, you know, you did everything that's up to you, and Iraq is saying 24 to 48 hours, they're saying we're now international. I look for them to do it, you know, Friday evening is when I look for it now. They say 24 to 48 hours, it fits in there. I'm getting texts right now that I just told you guys from Bank saying, hey, strong possibility of 800 numbers tomorrow. Oh, Fed already
yeah.
cut the interest rate by 25 points. Well, that's what everybody was waiting for, so now's the time to see, right?
Okay. Well, it seems like we've been here for the last 6 or 7 months where we've been expecting this thing in the next 24 to 48 hours almost every week. When we get to Wednesday, we're looking for it Thursday or Friday, and then we sit through all weekend. We don't hear anything, don't see nothing, and then Monday we're right back in this same old spot. And I've been out of work now for 30 days, and I'm going to be out of work for a minimum of 4 months total. And sitting around with a broken back and not being able to work or do anything is just not any fun, and this could sure take a lot of pressure and relief off. I know that. So, all righty. Well, you guys keep doing what you're doing, and maybe we'll hope we finally wake up from this Groundhog Day dream one of these days.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
And yeah, guys, when they said 25 points, it's a 0.25, you know, percentage points. But I'm sure it will be breaking news any minute now. Everybody else already has it. All right?
Okay. 313, area code, you're on.
Three,
313.
How you doing?
Three.
You took too long. He's gone now. 972 area code, you on.
You cut him off after you say how you doing?
No, I already did it. I mean, that,
how you doing?
Too late. It is too late to stop it then.
Okay. All right, good morning, sir. How are you?
Danny in Dallas. I'm hot and sweaty. Yes, sir. One more day.
Okay.
Okay, I did have a
one
question.
One more day.
About the NDA. I just heard you reference it a couple of calls back, but with all this noise around the job site, it's hard to hear this stuff. You're saying it is for sure that the Treasury doesn't have the NDA, or is it just you're hearing whispers? Which one is it?
We've been told by our committee that they were just going to use the bank NDA because nobody could decide who was going to enforce it. And
they
was going to look around. The bank didn't really want to be involved in it. So.
All right. That is such good news. Now, I did tell my wife not to leave me, and I did tell her this, too. If you ever leave me, I'm going with you. But now, at least I can have some of the money if we go separately, right?
Well, then this is what you do. See, you're on the call, and she's not. So what
That's
you
right.
do is when she gets ready to go to the bank, you go with her and you sign on with her. And then you can go to the bank by yourself later.
Oh, Tony.
Okay.
That's devious. Oh, my. Oh, my. Okay, you give me a whole other scenario to consider. But answers the question that I can contact my bank and find out what an NDA requires, a spouse or not. We're in Texas, and this is I forgot what you call it, a joint
community
property state. So, yeah, there
oh,
you
yeah.
go. So, anyway. Yeah. Okay, hey, I'm going to go back to the sweating. Thank you, sir.
All right, have a great day, man. Okay, Ruth. Hello.
Okay. Lost my connection for a second. All right, I'm back.
Oh.
All right, we're done with
right.
that one? All right.
Yep.
Okay, we'll squeeze in this last one. 21 code. Area code.
Hey, Ray. Hey, Tony. How are y'all?
Hey, fantastic.
I'm super fantastic. How are you?
I agree.
I'm wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. I have just one short question. Post RV, because I know you've stated in the past that things will be posted in the forum, and for a lot of us, we don't have access to the forum at this time, but will it be opened up post RV where everything that is put out will be in the forum, or will it be on a different site possibly?
It's going to be some work after the form. I mean, after the RV. And
yes,
work
sir.
Going to be done. Because even the server itself would have to be upgraded. Somebody's going to have to be in there to watch it and monitor the form. I mean, things are going to have to change. We'd have to do a bunch of different projects and specialized calls. So I actually see that changing altogether because all you guys are now millionaires or billionaires, and even the people who help put the forum together now will be doing that. And they won't want to be doing that anymore. They're going to want to be out enjoying their life and doing the things that they're going to do. So actually, it would have to become more of a business, which means, you know, actually hiring people and bringing people in to do that and monitor it. So we're going to stay in touch. Stay in touch and make sure, again, especially here in the beginning, these first 10, 12, 30 days, we can all talk to each other, share information together again, and plan together. But for the long run, I'm going to have to redo some things. Okay?
Okay. Well, I'm definitely staying in touch. And thank you both for everything you do. and hugs and kisses from Texas.
Okay, right, thank you.
You're very welcome. Very welcome. Thank you both. Take
and
care.
I didn't say anything bad about Texas for the last 3 weeks. I know that. But anyway,
I know.
Okay.
Thank you. Hey, I'll tell you something you'll get a laugh out of real quick. My dad was military. Obviously, we traveled. When I was, I guess, about 5 years old, we lived in Montana, Glasgow, Montana, and our neighbors were from England. And their daughter and I used to play. And one day she says, "I'm from England. Were you born in the United States?" I said, "Oh, no, I was born in Texas." So I kind of had to live with that. It's like, I'm talking, I'm a Texan here. And that was at a very young age. So it's all good. It's all good.
It will stick right, with you forever.
Oh, yeah.
All right, thanks.
Yes. Thank you, gentlemen. Okay. Have a good evening.
All right, sir. Hump Day Wednesday. I'm going to close this one down.
All right. All right, guys. Actually turned out to be a good day. We were waiting for bank information. We got it while you guys are here. So you got it when I got it. We're ready. We're waiting. They're anticipating. And that's all we can do is be ready so you don't have to get ready. It's looking like if not today, tomorrow, sometime over the weekend, this is going to go. That's what they're feeling on both sides of the water. The next 48 hours is critical now that everything else is complete. So I'm going to go out and enjoy my day. I want you guys to enjoy yours. If you haven't thanked the Palmars, please do so. It's so important what he's given in a part of us. That would please do that. But other than that, enjoy your day, guys. I'm going to try and enjoy mine. Great.
Okay, that's going to do it for us for this Hump Day Wednesday. Nothing happens between now and Friday. We'll be back at our regularly scheduled time. Keep believing. We should.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, We are giving your problem an expiration date, and we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough, that you've been worried long enough, that you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Your private banker.
To stop conference
it's done.
Recording,
it's
press
finished.
1.
What?
This session is no longer Honey. Being recorded.
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your hump day Wednesday. We're out of here.